this is called Blue Dress on a Gray Day. I used to think of my dad as an Alan Alda lookalike, but not as tall, not as lanky. He had a square jaw and dark brown eyes. His jet black hair was shiny and thick, his olive skin tanned easily. But after my mom died, my dad became quiet and gray. Our house became quiet and gray. My memories of that time are gray as well, and even after 2 years facilitating bereavement groups for teens, of telling some part of my own story twice a month, I still can't remember. When someone you love dies, you enter a different realm, a foggy place. You experience a kind of shock, a detachment of body from place, of self from body. Everything sounds far away, feels so distant. At the grief center one evening, I asked, "What was it like in your house right after your dad or mom died?" hoping to prod my own memory. Josh shrugged as usual. Candace said she didn't remember. And Alicia said it was gray and murky. Gray can be such a lovely color if it's morning fog, granite, a dolphin's tail. But in memory, gray means dull, muddled. Maybe recalling different times in soft, neutral tones, somewhere between black and white, is our brain's way of making memories not so sharp, not so painful. What did my family do the next day, the day after that? I don't remember. And I only remember odd details from the funeral. In my mind, it was a grand affair. The line to get into Arlington National Cemetery wrapped from the main entrance checkpoint to outside the gate, causing a traffic jam on the George Washington Parkway. Mom had just turned 42. It was sunny, a blue sky so crisp and bright it hurt my eyes, but I was still in a fog, my visibility reduced to a small circle around myself. I wore an icy blue polyester dress, a dress that had been a favorite, a dress my grandma assured me was appropriate, a dress I never wore again. I wore black leather shoes with platform heels and a strap with a buckle, shoes that I never wore again. To that gray house, after the graveside service, people brought food. And they were laughing and talking as if it were just another party, and I wanted to scream, "Don't you know my mom is dead?" Instead, I served hors d'oeuvres and picked up empty glasses, just like my mother taught me. Months later, I'll be sitting at the kitchen table at my aunt and uncle's house. I'll be eating tacos, and my 8-year-old cousin will say, "We saw your mother today." The room will go still. My body will freeze. Terry will hit her brother under the table. Uncle George will say, "Troy," in a tone that implied we don't talk about these things. Troy will stammer something about the cemetery. I will stay still and return to that foggy place as I blink my eyes and try not to cry.